Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers, and so excited to have a good friend and colleague. I say colleague because we serve together in a couple of different capacities. We'll talk a little bit about that. But Dr. Robert Owens, otherwise known to me as Rob, and he lets me know it's just Rob. But good morning, Rob. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ben. I'm doing well. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. I've missed you. In life, but on here too. I've been, as you know, traveling a lot and missed a couple of the housing authority meetings that you are our chair of, and so proud that you are. And we'll talk a little bit later on about that. But sure. Your title at Tennessee Tech University is the Senior Executive for Access and Community Outreach.
That's correct.
So what better person to have on to tell me what's going on at Tennessee Tech University right now? Give me a good old-fashioned update, Rob.
Oh, my gosh. If you've been around Cookeville for any length of time longer than 3 months, you'll notice that when you drive by now, the landscape looks quite different. There's a significant part of our university that is no longer there.
Right.
It's the west side of Tucker Stadium is no more.
Yeah.
There is no west side. There's a west sideline.
Yeah.
but there is no west side anymore. And so that's the most recent, most significant sort of capital project that we have going on. So that's gone, and we're going to begin rebuilding that west side, complete renovation on the west side of the stadium. And it's going to be simply magnificent. I know some of the folks listening in will have may have been at some sort of community event that we've done or something, some fundraising event, and have seen the renderings of what it's going to look like. But it's going to really be special for Tennessee Tech. And from an athletic standpoint, you look at football stadiums across our conference, it's going to be state-of-the-art, really similar to what the work we did several years ago in the Hooper Eblen Center with the renovations that took place there with the basketball suites and then the replacement of the seating there. You know, that really took us up several notches. And so this football stadium renovation is going to do the same thing. And it's really the most recent capital project in a list of many over the last several years at Tennessee Tech. And I would say to any alumni that may be coming back or considering coming back, you're not sure, you need to come back.
Yeah.
You need to come back this year, because this fall of any other fall – in probably decades and decades, you will have seen the most significant campus physical structural changes. And I'll run through the rest of those real quickly. On this coming Tuesday, we have the opening of the Ashraf Islam Engineering Building. That's the newest engineering building at the university, obviously, and the first engineering building we've built in 5 decades on our campus. So we're definitely excited about that. It's fantastic inside and out. It's just beautiful, a beautiful addition to our campus. There's a pond that's been built right outside of that building. It's one for aesthetics, but also it'll be a working pond where there'll be some study done in that pond by some of our students as well.
No fishing though, right?
Not officially.
You know somebody's going to come out there and try to go fishing, Rob.
You know, not officially. But you can't put anything past our president, man. Our president, Phil Oldham, he'll try anything, you know, to enhance our institution. And
forward-thinking.
Yeah, he's a forward-thinking leader, and I appreciate that about him.
Yep.
And he's one of the reasons why our campus has undergone so much positive change, just aesthetically speaking, in terms of buildings and the inside of campus, the physical structure. So that building is complete. We actually have students. We're doing some classes in there already. So that opens up officially on Tuesday. We've got a big celebration for that. Another huge project that we've been underneath for probably 18 months that's completed now is the, we call it, I forget the name of it, Ben. What's the name? It's basically, we've created a beautiful walkway on the inside of campus. So we've removed the primary street that we had, which was Peachtree,
right,
that would run you past the library and on down Peachtree. That's all pedestrian now, and some other parts of the inside of campus that are pedestrian only. And it really makes us look like much more like a larger institution that you'd find in the SEC or the ACC type of an institution. You know, my wife and I walk campus quite often, and we'll look at each other and say, is this our Tennessee Tech? Is this the same Tech that we went to? And from, in terms of our character and our culture, it is.
Right.
You know, it's still a family-oriented type of an institution. We still take very good care of our students. But in terms of the look and the feel when you're walking around, it looks like you're at an SEC school. And I'll be quite honest, I've been on some SEC campuses.
Sure.
It looks better than some.
Wow.
Water features that we've added, the greening of campus. I know that we've got some pundits. We've got some alumni that didn't necessarily like part of Sherlock Park being taken away for a building.
Yeah.
We intentionally have added green space on campus that was not there before. So
can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah. Man, of course. Yeah.
Second time I ever got pulled over by law enforcement was driving down Peachtree by Tennessee Tech policeman. And I honestly didn't think he said I ran a stop sign.
Okay.
And I honestly did not think I did. And I'm in a 1980 Chevy Malibu Classic, four-door, bench seats in the front, bench seats in the back. Was useful in high school for transporting friends, right?
Yeah.
And so I ran, apparently, and I'm not saying he's wrong, because I just, you know, you're 20 years old. You don't think you ran the stop sign. I didn't think I did. It was like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You know, and it's less crowded, but it doesn't give you a reason to violate the law, right?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't mean to, and he said I did. He was very kind. He said, son, you ran that stop sign. I got to give you a ticket. And I said, yes, sir. I'm sorry. I did not know. I thought I came to complete stop. He said it was a rolling stop.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I understand. He goes, you know why I'm giving you a ticket for a rolling stop? I said, I didn't stop. He goes, well, we have skateboarders out here, you know, and people on bicycles. And if you roll, that skateboarder could be flying.
Yeah.
And you roll through it and you would hit them. And point was perfectly made at that point. Because we did. When I was in, that was 2000. Yeah, roughly 2000. Skateboarders were in fashion. I could not ride a skateboard. I'd kill myself. But yeah, so Peachtree's gone. No more stop sign tickets for me anymore.
No.
That's, okay.
No, you will not get a ticket.
Well,
not for that.
That's good to know. So I think, not for that. I like that. The aesthetics of that, I think, is a positive thing. And people don't like change, Rob. I mean, right? That's why people get upset for changes. But I need to come over and take a walk and just check it out because I haven't. Last time I was on campus was Boise State in May, and I don't remember even seeing anything like that.
No, it wasn't. That project wasn't complete.
Okay.
Then,
okay.
And it was. They were still doing some work on it, laying of some brick and some other things. And so it was fenced off.
Yeah.
But we just opened it this fall, and it is amazing. You know, you're walking the evening now, and I mean, I've seen some families with small children out there. It's really a park-like atmosphere.
Good.
Now, it's just amazing. I'm proud. I'm not just saying this because I work at the university.
Sure.
I can honestly say this as an alumnus of the institution. And I speak very directly and plainly about things that I think we need to work on at Tennessee Tech. So I just want all the listeners to know that this is authentic, just as someone that went to the school. Our Tennessee Tech looks pretty doggone amazing.
Yeah.
Inside. And we're not done.
Right.
We're not done. And we got the, like I said, we've got the football stadium renovations and then we actually have another engineering building that has been approved by the state. So we'll be building another engineering building. If you know anything about campus, folks, it'll be sort of catacorner to the STEM Center building and the new lab science complex.
Okay.
Right now there's parking on that corner. But that's where the newest engineering building will come out of the ground in the next few years.
Are they putting a different major of engineering in that building, or is it just?
Yeah, we've moved some into some concrete engineering, and so that building, and if any of my tech people hear this and I say this wrong, please forgive me. I believe it's called the Acme Building, Applied Concrete Management Engineering. Maybe
I think that's really good, Rob. That's I'm really guessing. Good. Yeah. If it's know. Not, Rod, right, that's really good guess.
But I know Acme.
I got you.
Acme.
Yeah.
Not the Acme like I grew up watching.
Oh, cartoon. Yeah. You and I are the same.
Yeah.
That's also, Tech's a big engineering school, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so there's a need. And
we're the best in the state.
Exactly. Yeah. For sure. And yeah. Dr. Odom and the engineering team and you and those that are over there doing those, making those decisions for Tech, saw a need. You have this brand, and I haven't seen the brand new engineering building. So you take me on a tour sometime?
I would love to take you on.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. I was an accountant, so I can't wait for Johnson Hall, right? Johnson yeah. Hall's doing it's getting made over.
I mean, that's another project, yeah.
But I'm proud as an alumnus of Tennessee Tech University, and I know I worked at UT for years, and people say, what about Tech? I got my Tech shirt on today.
Hey,
you got
you
your
represent.
Tech shirt. Yeah, I love Tech, and I'm the only reason I'm where I am is because of Tennessee Tech University. Let's get real.
I hear you.
So I'm proud of the administration. The board of trustees obviously is a big part of that.
We
so
have a strong board.
You do. So I'm happy to have Dr. Robert Owens. He is the Senior Executive for Access and Community Outreach at Tennessee Tech University. When we come back after this break, we're going to continue to talk about Tech. We're going to talk about his role as community outreach executive. And we'll be back in a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Dr. Robert Owens. From Tennessee Tech University, the senior executive for Access and Community Outreach, giving us an update on Tech, all of the capital projects going on.
Yeah.
You've mentioned some good ones, Rob, and I'm proud. You got a new engineering building. They've changed. They've closed down Peachtree, so it's pretty much only walking inside, which I think's good for several reasons. Safety precautions,
yes.
Right? You'll have little bins running stop signs, and like I did back in 2000, year 2000. I had a girl with me at the time too. I was so embarrassed. Just took her out to eat.
I bet you were.
I like it.
Did the relationship end that night?
Not that night, but it didn't last much longer. I think she thought I didn't know how to drive. But no, actually, we're friends still today. But yeah. But anyway, I think there's good changes. So
yeah.
When you add a new engineering building like you just told us about, and you're taking away street and parking. What about parking? How does that look going forward with the new projects?
Yeah, I would hope there are some students listening, because students always are talking about parking.
Yes.
As I did when I was in school.
Absolutely.
Now it's different because I'm an administrator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like a parent.
Right.
You know, well, I am a parent, but you know what I mean. So we've been very mindful, and I say we holistically, our vice president for business and fiscal affairs, Dr. Clary Stinson, has done a great job of preparing for parking issues that would come about from taking away parking. And so been very strategic about adding parking as we've taken it away. And yes, folks complain. Typically, you know, we hear students complain about parking. I think that's common at any university. And like I said, I was the same way when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
But we have ample parking for the population that we have on our campus. The part of it is we're having growing pains because some parking we have added internally. We've added parking spots, places, or small parking lots where we didn't have parking before. But we've also added parking some years back across Willow. So that parking lot across Willow, unless we're having a huge event, we've been having the state football championships here up to the last couple of years, events like that, maybe certain graduations that we'll have, that parking lot may get close to full. But in general, the average day, that parking lot's not full. We always have parking. Now, the football parking lot may be full. I say football, right outside the stadium. But we've got ample parking across Willow. And, you know, you've got a shuttle across. But that is what you see on a mid-size, especially a smaller, large institution. You can't park close to your building, and you've got to walk typically a long way to get you to your classes or even to get to your office sometimes. And I've even I'm not even going to say had to park. There were times, there have been times in the past where I parked across Willow over the Tech Village area and the softball and baseball fields. And I've gotten on the shuttle just like students would when I've not been able to find a parking spot. And for me, it's just a sign of growth.
Right.
And so, yes, we do currently have parking, but we're also preparing for the point that we'll hit 12,000 students. That's one of our goals for the next 3 to 5 years. So we've got parking lot plans. There may be a parking garage that is thrown out quite a bit.
Sure.
So we've got some options on where parking garage might be at Tennessee Tech on our campus. And so, yeah, it's parking's a problem if you want to park right outside your building and walk 30 yards into your building. But outside of that, it's not in terms of coming to our campus and not being able to get a parking spot. That's not the case. Just may not be where you want it.
So I had the good fortune, diagonal from the Hooper Eblen Center, there are two houses on the corner going north, northeast. I'm trying to get my directions right. Mm-hmm. My grandmother and granddaddy lived in one.
Come on.
Yeah, and my great aunt and great uncle lived in the other one. So I would just park over there and walk across the street. Now, that was a good little hall to Johnson Hall or to Foster Hall or to, you know, Henderson Hall where I had classes. Yeah. It was a good little walk, but why couldn't I walk? I'm 18, 19 years old. Get your big butt up and walk, right? So I didn't have to worry about it. Now, when I did park, raining or whatever, 90% of the time it was between the fitness center and the football field. Uh-huh. And that was never – it was crowded, but it was never full.
Yeah.
Not back in 2000, whenever, 98, 2000. So, but I knew y'all had plans. I mean, there's a lot of smart people at Tech. A lot of people that can figure things out. So, I love the idea of y'all growing the way you are, and I'm glad you're part of that. And I know you're a big part of that, and I appreciate what you're doing over there. Dorm situations, are y'all still working on building dorms? Are y'all done for a while?
Yeah, that's another great question. This is our whole conversation today is really going to revolve around construction, I think, and our campus growing in that way. So just to that point, the west end of Sherlock Park is going to be occupied by a new residence hall and innovation center. So we're definitely excited about that. And that is in the design phase. If I'm not mistaken, we're in the design phase of that now. So that's yet another project where we'll see ground being broken. I don't want to give a date, but in the very near future, I would say we'd see ground broken on that new residence hall. So we're definitely excited about that as well. And the other part of that that's awesome. And I'm glad President Chief of Staff showed me a rendering of that pretty recently. And the initial plan was to have an innovation center on the bottom floor of that building. That would be sort of an expansion of and growth of our we got a makerspace over in the library. So really it's going to be a huge expansion of that. Well, now, like it's almost like its own separate part of the residence hall. So that's going to be state of the art, an opportunity for entrepreneurship to take place, and our students that just have creative ideas to, you know, design prototypes and be able to work hand in hand with industry, local industry, on projects. So it's just going to be an exciting thing, and something we don't see a lot with other schools in the state in that way. Now, there's a lot of research went into this type of an innovation center a few years back with President Oldham and some other individuals. So that's going to be a very unique synergistic space that I'm excited to see on our campus as well.
You had mentioned the goal in the next 3 years is 12,000 students.
Yeah.
Where is Tech at right now?
We're 10-5.
10-5, okay.
We're 10-5.
When I was there 22 years ago, I think we were at 8.
Yeah, it's about right.
About right, somewhere in that area. Yeah. And so we, and I felt like we were growing then, you know, and it's probably some slow growth, but at the same time, you don't want to grow leaps and bounds too quick, or you can't handle it, right? Like you said, right? So when you were there, we were there close the same time, and we're close in same age. It was about,
about
8,000 then, do you remember?
I finished master's in 2000.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, we were on campus together. Yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing you, and I thought, man, that guy out there is that's who I want to be like one day. And here I am sitting here with you on my radio show.
Stop.
This has been Rogers.
Stop.
I have Dr. Robert Owens. He is so many things. We're talking about Tennessee Tech today, senior executive for access and community outreach, but he's does so much in our community. We've had him on before to talk about that, but I've got him back. We're updating about Tech, but we're going to talk about his position at Tech when we come back after this break in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Dr. Robert Owens, my good friend Rob. Rob, again, thank you for being here. It's been a joy these first two segments with you. Been talking Tennessee Tech happenings, and you are the senior executive for access and community outreach for Tennessee Tech University. What does that mean? I know your position's I think your title had changed or whatever.
Right.
Are you still doing the same kind of stuff, or what does that entail?
Yeah, so the most recent title was Chief Diversity Officer, and our office name at that time was Office of Diversity and Inclusion. We changed that in, really last board meeting, the turn of the fiscal year, so July 1, we assumed a new office name, which is Office of Access, Belonging, and Community Outreach. And my title is Senior Executive for Access and Community Outreach. And so there are some things that are about what I did before that are the same. I'm doing some of the same things, but we're expanding in some ways. We definitely, as an institution, are still interested in having a diverse student body. We want students from across the globe to come and study and learn at Tennessee Tech University. We think that benefits other students that are from right around here. Like, I'm just from Murfreesboro. You're a Baxter kid.
Yeah.
We think it benefits kids like us to have students from other states across the country, but from also other countries across the globe. But it also impacts those students as well that come here. I'm biased, but the statistics and rankings suggest that we confer a pretty darn good degree. So students that come from other places, they're coming here for a very valuable degree as well.
Right.
That part of my work is still existing. I'm very much for creating a diverse campus with students from other places, students with different mindsets, different attitudes, students that are various ethnicities, and all that stuff. And the same thing with faculty. We've got to have a diverse faculty. If you've got a faculty in a university that is there's a lot of similitude, then those students aren't going to get what they need to get. So we need a diverse faculty and a diverse student body. And just one more thing on diversity. It is so very important. I think diversity helps us solve problems more effectively and more efficiently. Big time world problems need a diversity of scientific minds and engineering minds and medical minds. We just came out of a pandemic that I must say was real.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why we're able to get to medical solutions quicker is because we've got scientists and physicians working on the same issue from across the globe. And so diversity is very, very important, and we want to be diverse at Tennessee Tech. We want to maintain our identity. We don't want to be something that we're not.
Right.
You know, but, you know, we are situated in the Upper Cumberland region, and there are parts of us as a university that, you know, I think speak to where we're located.
Right.
You know, so we don't want to be something that we're not. But we do want to we do want to embrace diversity in that way. My job now is still also about inclusion. But it kind of really, really speaks into belonging. And so I kind of speak to each of those names of our office. So the belonging piece, you know, President Odom will tell you this, and this is really primarily what my job is around. That's making sure that, or doing our best to ensure that faculty, staff, in other words, anybody that we hire, whether we hire them and they've been born and reared in Cookeville, Tennessee, or Putnam County, or somebody moving in from the West Coast to take a job, that they feel welcome and that they feel respected and that they can do their work in the best way. That's what inclusion, that's kind of what inclusion is, but that's where we're going as we look into belonging, is that can you come to work every day and feel like you're part of the team? Now, I'm a country boy, really. So, like, that's why diversity and inclusion, I don't get caught up in some of the anti or some of the negative.
Right.
Because I'm very simple-minded. Like, my parents just taught me to love other people just like,
sure,
I want to be loved.
Exactly.
So that's how I approach this work.
Yep.
Right. So that's what belonging is. Now, I could get into a lot of detail. We could have a two-hour session on, you know, well, what does belonging mean? You know, what are some of the specific activities that we're going to be doing on our campus? But by and large, when I think about belonging, it is we've got to have students, faculty, and staff that feel like they're a part of the Tennessee Tech family when they come here. Will everybody? No, Ben. I'm just, you know, I'm a realist. But can we get better day by day? You better believe we can.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The other part of it is community outreach. That's new. We're still building out what this is going to be. So I don't, you know, you may ask me in 6 months and some of these things have changed. But community outreach, from my perspective at the moment, is really me doing things like this, representing the university, being able to talk about the university in very honest and positive ways so that the university is increasingly endeared by our local community. And nowadays with this technology, beyond. Right. And so that looks like me doing interviews like this and more of them, and it not just being the president or chief of staff or certain other individuals. You know, you've got someone that really is a part of my purview now to be out and about and talking about the university. So I'm serving on the Chamber of Commerce Board of Commissioners, for example, Board of Trustees, mm-hmm. not board, but board.
Right.
And one of the reasons why I'm sitting on that board now, representing Tennessee Tech, is because of that role.
Sure.
Community outreach. We've got to make sure that we're very well threaded into every level of economic development, social growth in some ways that's going on in Cookeville, Tennessee, and in Putnam County, but really the Upper Cumberland region, to be quite honest.
Sure.
And so engaging the community in some very, very new ways, going to a lot more ribbon cuttings than I've ever done before, just to say that tech is here. We care about what's happening in the local community. How can we partner?
Right.
And I think President Odom has done a great job with that, along with some other folks on our campus. Dr. Michael Akins comes to mind. Has done phenomenal work across the state, you know, representing Tennessee Tech. I don't know how much money Michael has brought into the university, into our community, but
countless. Yeah. Well, the whole group's special, and you and I serve on the chamber board together.
Yeah.
And that's a perfect fit for Tech and you, mm-hmm. with the chamber, because the chamber is invested, mm-hmm. in Tennessee Tech, right?
Definitely.
In the community, and Tennessee Tech's invested in the chamber. You know, President Odom's the chair of a board right now.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Makes sense to have you there. I want to touch on one thing, and
sure.
then I want to ask you about your outreach part. The belonging part,
yeah.
is crucial for sustainability with staff,
yeah,
and students,
sure.
and retaining people, especially on the professional side.
Because
if you hire somebody and they come in 6 months and they don't feel welcome, they're going to go, right?
Yeah.
So you've invested in somebody, they've invested in you, and now they're no longer there. I think it's important not only for sustainability and retaining employees, but just the positive environment, the people loving on one another and being there for each other, and it just makes you feel better. So I love that,
yes.
part, Rob, and you're going to be good at that. On the outreach side, I want to know, does that mean you got to talk to people like county commission chairman that really are crazy and don't know what they're doing, like myself? You got to go have lunch with them? We hadn't had lunch yet, Rob, so you let me know. I'm no longer chairman now, but I think the community outreach is important, and as you said it with the chamber, that's part of what you're doing. So
that's definitely part of the role that I'll be growing into. And of course, I've been doing a lot of those things in really around diversity anyway for years and years and years, just kind of be expanding on some of those things and probably be sitting in some new seats, I would think, that may have formerly been occupied by certain others on the cabinet.
Sure.
Maybe. And just really want to help support our president at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
President Odom can't be everywhere every day all at once.
Right.
And so I can definitely envision supporting in that way.
Yeah.
And being not a viable second option, but just being another voice that can talk about the good things that are happening at the university.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to add this before I let you go.
Sure.
And I'm, again, grateful that you're here. Community outreach. Tennessee as a state views itself as one big community, right? Mm-hmm. I know it's the demographics or the geographic area is different from west to east, but it's right. We're so close. Volunteer state. I'm proud of you and the efforts you've made on outreach, especially with not only with Tech, but your leadership at Boise State. These gentlemen, these young men, yeah. And I've been a part of that with you now 3 or 4 years, just going and talking about county government. I hope I get to continue.
Yeah.
But I talk to these young men while I'm there, and they know who Dr. Robert Owens is because Dr. Robert Owens invests in them. All right. And I'm going to brag about you, and I can. It's my show. You can't stop me. I'm going to brag about you, so you just listen for a minute. But investing in those young men impacts them for the rest of their lives, Rob. Rest of their lives. Because I had that at Boise State with Jim Gray, and Mark was there too. And you know, he was a little bit – he was not my leader in my city. He was the one yelling across the campus. So I was scared of him, but I got to talk to him. And what I'm saying to you is thank you for what you do in all aspects of your career – with the community and everything, because you've invested in young men and young people everywhere, especially at Tech. So thank you, and I appreciate you being on.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and what's become my motto here is I've gotten a little bit older and won some awards here and there. I'm just blessed to serve.
And we're blessed that you're serving.
Yeah.
Rob, thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do for our community. Folks, hope you've enjoyed it. Rob is a wonderful person. He's a good friend of mine. And I'm so thankful for all the work he and his family do. This has been Rogers on Local Matters. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. Give them belonging and inclusion and love on them. And let's just do good things in the world. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.